This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Campaigning for the assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu has hit the top gear with only 11 days remaining for polling on the 23rd of this month. In West Bengal, top political leadership of all major political parties are addressing rallies across the states. Addressing a public meeting at Kawakhali in West Bengal's Siliguri today, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the Siliguri corridor in West Bengal is crucial for both regional and national security, and the centre is making all efforts to secure it. Mr. Modi alleged that the ruling Trinamool Congress, TMC, supports elements that once threatened to block the corridor and isolate the northeast. The Prime Minister alleged that TMC's emphasis on appeasement politics is clearly reflected in the annual budgetary allocations of the state government. Trinamool Congress Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee also addressed election rallies in Khanda Ghosh and Pubavardhaman and criticized the BJP. She said her party delivers on its promises while BJP leaders make commitments and do not follow through. In Tamil Nadu, BJP Chief Nitin Naveen campaigned for State BJP Chief Nayanar Nagendran at Sattur in Virudhunagar district. Former MP and actor Sarat Kumar and many important leaders of the party participated in the roadshow at Sattur. DMK Chief and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin campaigned at Paramakudi this morning. He also interacted with the public. The government has said domestic LPG cylinder deliveries remain normal and more than 52 lakh domestic LPG cylinders were delivered yesterday. In a statement, Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry informed that enforcement actions continue across the country to curb hoarding and black marketing of LPG. It said that more than 2,700 raids were conducted across the country. The ministry said that PSU oil marketing companies have strengthened and continued surprise inspections and imposed penalties on 219 LPG distributorships. Condolences have poured in from wide spectrum of society at the demise of legendary playback singer and Padma Vibhushan awardee Asha Bhosle. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi mourned the loss of the celebrated singer. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has also condoled the demise of legendary singer Asha Bhosle, saying she leaves behind an enduring musical legacy. In his message, Mr. Vaishnav said her contribution to Indian music will always be remembered with deep respect. From renowned music composers and singers to leading actors, several prominent personalities from across the entertainment industry paid heartfelt tributes to the veteran singer. As already reported, Asha Bhosle passed away in Mumbai today. Her last rites will be performed tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Shivaji Park in Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi tomorrow. The national level conference is being organized to reinforce the commitment towards greater participation of women in shaping India's development trajectory. It will highlight the increasing role of women in governance and leadership across all levels, from panchayats to parliament. U.S. President Donald Trump today said the U.S. Navy would immediately begin a blockade to prevent ships from entering or leaving the Strait of Hormuz, which is a critical global energy route, after U.S.-Iran peace talks in Pakistan ended without an agreement. In a post on social media, Mr. Trump said that he had instructed the U.S. Navy to seek and interdict every vessel in international waters that has paid a toll to Iran. He added that anyone paying an illegal toll will not have safe passage on the high seas. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 7 wickets at Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. Chasing a target of 165 runs, Gujarat Titans overhauled the score in 18.4 overs with half centuries from Shubman Gill and Joss Butler. In another match, Royal Challengers Bengaluru were 83 for no loss in 7.2 overs against Mumbai Indians at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.